For this Tuesday, January 9th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. NDOT says the Indiana 65 bridge over I-64 near the Vandenberg-Posey County line is beginning to show its age, so contractors started rebuilding the bridge yesterday along with nighttime closures for I-64 starting on January 15th. Though the bridge is safe to use at the moment, NDOT says that the bridge is something that they have been keeping an eye on. It was originally built in 1966 and previously reconstructed in 1983. This new reconstruction project is expected to last until July, as work will be done to replace the bridge's concrete and steel. Nighttime closures will take place for 2 weeks from 7 p.m. until 6 o'clock a.m., with traffic utilizing the on and off ramps to bypass the road closure. During construction, NDOT will direct vehicles towards detours, but they will be a number of miles away toward U.S. 41 and Poseyville. The ramps at the I-64 and State Road 65 interchange will remain open during the project, and the official detour for southbound State Road 65 traffic is I-64 westbound to State Road 165 to I-64 eastbound. U.S. Representative Larry Bouchon has announced he will retire following the conclusion of the 118th Congress this year. Bouchon represents the Indiana 8th Congressional District, which includes Evansville, Vincennes, Terre Haute, and several counties in southwestern and west-central Indiana. Bouchon won the seat in 2010 over Democratic State Representative Trent Van Haften, and Brad Ellsworth vacated it to run for U.S. Senate. Bouchon had remained the representative ever since. The University of Southern Indiana is now offering non-diagnostic ultrasounds for pregnant women in their second or third trimester. The USI Diagnostic Medical Sonography Program is making it possible for expectant mothers on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons through April 30th of this year. Officials say their students will be perfecting their skills while guided by seasoned faculty. You can email usi1dms@usi.edu if you'd like to book a slot. Switching to some sports news, in local high school sports last night, North Posey girls basketball took care of Evansville Christian 60-41. The Vikings improved to 7-10 with their third straight win, and they will travel to Heritage Hills this evening. There was no local college sports last night, so moving on to the NBA, the Indiana Pacers were able to outlast the Boston Celtics at home 133-131. For the Pacers, Benedict Mathurin had 26 points off the bench, as Indiana star Tyrese Halliburton had to leave the game with what the team is calling a left hamstring strain. The Pacers improved to 21-15 on the season. Coming up this evening in local high school sports action, Mount Vernon girls basketball welcomes Tecumseh. The varsity game will tip off around 7 o'clock. The Wildcats are 2-16 on the year. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, January 9th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, you can send them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.